And now to your comments about the program. Some of you wrote about a story we aired on Mozart's violin and viola. The instruments were in the United States for the first time.
And we incorrectly reported that they were made in the 17th century. In fact, they were both made around the year 1700 at the beginning of the 18th century.
And another story that bears some clarification, also involving some numbers, it has to do with the price of potatoes.
That's right. Yesterday, John Miller of the Associated Press in Boise, Idaho, told us about a lawsuit filed against potato farmers. The Associated Wholesale Grocers filed the suit. They alleged that the United Potato Growers of America have been illegally driving up prices. And Robert, let's listen to part of your conversation.
Mm-hmm. According to the plaintiff here, what kind of a premium are we paying because of what they allege is a potato cartel and what it's doing?
Well, a 10-pound bag of potatoes, might previously have gone for $8 or $9, and after that, and this is 2006 figures. This is 2 years after the United Potato Growers of America organized. Folks were paying about $15 for a bag of 10-pound potatoes.
Well, that exchange sent some of the grocery shoppers in our audience to their keyboards. You should get a grocery store to give you prices on potatoes, types Mary Phillips of Baker City, Oregon. She goes on, if the public had to pay the prices for potatoes that he quoted, nobody could afford them.
And Nathan Keith of Portland, Oregon writes, where do you shop that potatoes are $15 for 10 pounds? My local Safeway has 10 pounds of Idaho russets for $2.79.
Okay, so now the clarification. As you may have noted, Robert asked John Miller to tell us what the plaintiffs claim in the lawsuit. And when we called Miller up today to double check, he again pointed us to figures quoted in the suit by the Associated Wholesale Grocers.
And here is what the lawsuit says, and we quote, by the summer of 2008, according to the Idaho Potato Commission, a 10-pound bag of potatoes cost consumers $15, up $6 over 2007. The year was different than Miller cited, but those are indeed the prices quoted by the grocers.
$15 for a 10-pound bag of potatoes in 2008, the suit claims. Well, NPR called the Idaho Potato Commission today to find out where they got those figures. So far, no answer. But the USDA says a 5-pound bag that same year retailed for an average, Robert, of $2.55. So that would make, a 10-pound bag under $6, not $15.
Mm-hmm. So is this lawsuit half-baked? Well, we leave it to you, the audience, to put a fork in it.
Couldn't help ourselves. Sorry. But whether you want to butter us up or pepper us with scorn, please send us your emails. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.